Tim's been at it since February of last year. Corey started the year before that. And guess what? They're all saving by doing so. What's that? Oh, the doing part? Why, they're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm. Then they're saving up to 30% and more on their auto insurance. How about you? You ready to get at it and save? To start driving safe and saving in Emporia, call State Farm agent Pete Euler today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Discounts may vary. Not available in California, Massachusetts, New York, or Rhode Island.
KVUE News time, 8:30 on the dot. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're about to talk about a very new addition to the Lyon County Sheriff's Office here, Ron.
All right. We've got Sheriff Jeff Cope and Nathan Rankin of the Sheriff's Department with us. Sheriff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron, Chuck.
Nice to have you. Yeah, thanks for taking some time to join us. Nathan, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Good so far. Deputy, do you have our canine with you here this morning, or is canine Ace elsewhere?
Canine Ace is enjoying some warmer weather right now.
That's all right. Well, Sheriff, let's talk a little about what brought Canine Ace to the fold here, because the announcement came out here, I think, middle to late last week that Ace was going to be part of the force. What led to Ace coming on board?
Well, we've been working on this for really over a year. One, getting a handler identified, and then we had a private donation from a private citizen that doesn't want to be identified to help with the cost of the dog and all the equipment. And then we were also able to obtain a grant from the Attorney General's office to help with the cost. And then we had some in-kind donations from some local businesses like Midwest Concrete, Blue Stem Farm and Ranch, Tractor Supply, Hills Pet Food, and just kind of the community coming together behind it. And there's been a lot of work into it. Deputy Rankin has been to 10 weeks.
10 weeks.
10 weeks of training already with his partner, and so now they're out on the streets, and you'll start seeing them out and about.
So, Nathan, what did the training entail?
It is a lot. Pretty much it's similar to going back to basic law enforcement training, but yet advancing that just to the basic works of a dog. It's really a lot of obviously learning the psychology of the animal as well. That way you know how to react to the way the dog's reacting. And then, you know, getting in repetitions and teaching and while both of us learning everything that needs to be involved in our day-to-day operations.
Deputy, I need to drill in just a little bit on the psychology part of that, because I think for a lot of us in the general public, that is something that wouldn't even be a consideration. What do you mean by the psychology, and how much does that change maybe animal to animal?
It varies quite a bit, but realistically, the psychology really comes down to making sure that, you know, not every dog can be a law enforcement dog. So there are certain factors that we're looking for and that our trainers are looking for in our dogs to make sure that they're going to be able to perform the job that we're asking them to do on a day-to-day.
Now, Sheriff, when you were looking at getting a canine in here, you mentioned you had to come up with a handler. Now, Nathan, did you volunteer? How did that work? How do you get to be the guy?
We had a selection process, and as we do with about everything down here, and so we brought in some KHP handlers that would be the trainers, and had them interview. We had one other deputy that was interested, and we were actually in a good position that they said they would be happy with both of them receiving a dog, but we only have one right now. So it's just a lot of time commitment and energy commitment, and Nathan was selected to do that. So.
Deputy, what was it about this particular role that really struck you and prompted you to step forward?
I would say, honestly, one, it's something new. I've been doing this for a while now, but also it is a new challenge, and it's something that our community is needed. I don't know how many times over the years since we've lost the canine program, you know, had citizens reach out and just be like, I really wish we had a canine program back, whether that be the schools, businesses, those types of things. So I knew it was something strong feeling for our community, as well as something that we could really use and be a positive change in our community.
Sheriff Cope, what will the canine responsibilities be exactly?
Well, it's a dual purpose canine, so we can detect narcotics, and then we can also do patrol operations like suspect apprehension, searching for people that walk away from, say, an Alzheimer's patients or lost children, stuff like that. And so just really kind of an all-around canine that's there to help Deputy Rankin and help the community when it's needed.
Now, Sheriff, are these canines, obviously, they have to go through a program, right, as far as their training goes to make them, you know, ready to be involved with law enforcement?
Yeah, that was part of that 10-week training with the Highway Patrol. So Deputy Rankin went down to Texas with the Highway Patrol and a couple of their handlers, and they were selecting dogs, and they helped select Ace, and then they came back together, and they've been together ever since. They spent 10 weeks together, Ace learning Nathan learning Ace, and then learning how to do the job out in the public.
So Nathan is Ace with you now round the clock, basically?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sheriff, what breed is Ace, and how long has it been since the sheriff's office has had a deputy? Because if memory serves me correctly, it's been closing in on a decade, but I wasn't exactly sure how long it actually officially has been.
Yeah, I was thinking about that this morning. It's probably been 7-8 years since we've had a canine. Ace is a Belgian Malinois.
Malinois.
I have to pronounce that right. just a really nice appearing dog, and what I've been around him, he's been very friendly, but I don't think that, you know, I just want to run up to him and pet him necessarily.
Well, Nathan, So what about Ace? A good relationship's been built already, Nathan?
Yes, absolutely. Definitely some, I guess, familiarization in the beginning, you know, getting to know each other personality-wise, you know, what works, what doesn't work. But, yeah, no, he's a good dog, pretty well-minded, honestly, especially for being a young dog. He'll be 2 come January, so he's still got a lot of pup in him.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's going to be my next question. Yeah. It's kind of what Ace's personality is like. Yeah. But also, really, I guess, Deputy, how having Ace with you here in just a short period of time may be changing your life at this point?
It's been some good changes. Honestly, it helps a lot with day-to-day operations, even at work. It's kind of changed the way I come to work every day. But it's been for a positive.
Yeah, and, you know, with your colleagues, too, I would assume, you know, when we have somebody bring a dog up here, everybody's in a pretty happy mood. Would that be the case to have an Ace around?
Yeah, so far, so good.
Okay.
Sheriff, I'm going to ask you, because you mentioned here that you did have another deputy interested in having a canine. Is there a possibility of maybe getting another grant, or at least a similar effort, so that you do have 2 canines at the same time? Or right now, do you feel that 1 canine is sufficient for your operations?
I think in a perfect world, it would be nice to have 2, but as we look at our staffing levels and the needs in the community, it's you know, there's a lot of training time involved with having a canine, and it takes a deputy off the street to do that training, and so we'll do 1 for now, and if it's really successful or we just can't meet the needs with the 1, then we would look at bringing on a 2nd one if the need's there.
Well, and not a problem in this community to come up with dog food either. I wouldn't think that would
true.
Be, you know, with all the facilities we have manufacturing food around here, that shouldn't be a problem. So we're looking forward to seeing Deputy Rankin and Ace out and about patrolling for the Lyon County Sheriff's Department. Before we let you go, Sheriff, I do know that you have a pretty tight relationship with jolly old St. Nicholas, Santa. And I understand that Santa and Mrs. Claus will be making an appearance here in the Sunrise Edition here this weekend. Do you know anything about that?
Well, we've been in contact with St. Nick and Mrs. Claus, and they will definitely be at the 10th and Sunrise on Saturday evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And They've agreed to stop by and take some photos on the front porch of the residence there, and they would just encourage people to bring some canned goods or a donation for Radical Life, and they've done this for 5 years now, I think, and it's just kind of keeps growing every year, and it's just a wonderful opportunity for the kids to meet Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Tell you what, our sheriff has some pretty big pull there with St. Nick to get him to come to town, and he'll be there with Mrs. Claus again at 10th and Sunrise this Saturday, 6 until 8. Just bring a non-perishable food item for Radical Life and a great photo op right there in that wonderfully decorated residence. Well, Sheriff, appreciate your time this morning.
Yep, and then also I think we'll have a special guest that I was told that maybe the Grinch and Martha May would be appearing as well.
Okay. So,
Getting into the Whoville crowd there.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice. Deputy, thanks much for joining us, and hopefully we'll be seeing you and Ace on the street soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'd like to be introduced to Ace here down the line sometime, Nathan.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, thank you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
All right, Sheriff Jeff Cope, Deputy Nathan Rankin, talking about the new member of the Lyon County Sheriff's Office and the force there, Ace.
Ace, the Belgian Malinois, who's about set to turn 2 years old, already acclimating.